workshop of the town board for building fee schedule review on May 4th, 2021 at 5:45 p.m.
In the yellow column, it has some verbiage in it, pencil. Say it online.
Yeah, so I know what Dallas is talking about, the same thing written on mine. Oh, wait, wait, have it real quick.
Is this not the one we're working on?
The surrounding town, but our proposal, she's got a different copy.
Can I say something, only because I know the answer to this question? A great deal of these ones that said no fee, there were actually fees that are charged, and so Kathy, at the end of the day, went through and cleared up which ones are actually fees.
Okay, I didn't get that on my folder.
Okay. Do you want mine?
So, this is the sheet we should be working from, then, the one with the handwritten changes?
Well,
yes.
Let me add just a little bit more confusion we can sort out, and then maybe we segue to another form. The form, the sheet you just gave me, JD, this is a third version. This is a different version.
Right.
So, I don't have that.
Right. This one we got last week, apparently this is the one they...
Okay. So we're working off the one that has the writing on it? So, a follow up question to that, JD. So, if you take that first section where, you know, alteration, remodeling, residential. It was no fee, now it's 10 minutes 25, but our proposed no fee. Do you think that would be a revisited discussion with the building department?
Right, I'm assuming since Kathy went in and wrote these in, didn't want to touch the proposed part, but I'm assuming it's at least 25 more at this point in time.
Gotcha.
Right. I would assume that, right? I mean, is that the thought?
I would assume that too, since he was involved, I just want to get clarity on that. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
I guess we should. I should go line by line, but I think we're probably if anybody wants to ask any questions.
Can I ask a question? Because you did a little bit of research with Mr. Martin, that's right, that's where these numbers came from.
Where these numbers came from?
Were you able to get into a ballpark range of the amount of revenue we're losing right now by not having these current fees? No. Just curious.
That's actually a pretty good question to compare to other municipalities that have had longstanding fees. You know, as I look down through some of the other municipalities, they've got site plan review fees, they have park management fees like ours. One town's $1,250, which one of the things that I have heard that our residents would like a greater investment in our recreational offerings, and our current fees have been in place for subdivision fees for a significant period of time, and that's certainly something that we could look at. I don't know what the right number is on it, but that money goes directly to benefit recreation. I mean, the town doesn't take any of that off the top. It goes directly to our townwide recreation fund. And interestingly, some communities, if you look at their subdivision fees, they have one for conceptual review, they have one for preliminary approval, they have one for final approval, they have a GIS processing fee. Like for instance, this town's $15 per lot, and they require the computer disk for the final plot to be submitted prior to the release of stamp plans. review. I already talked about the parkland fees, and they have site plan review fees. And then how to address fees if there's a denial of a permit. And then they have the breakdown for residential permits similar to ours. I don't think we have any fees for the planning board review process. Maybe initial filing fees.
I don't think so.
I'm not aware of it. And that's something that we need to move the town, basically in the present time to, because my position is, when it comes to the necessary reviews, they're going to be more complicated as projects become more complicated. I don't think our taxpayers should have to take that.
No.
I think it should be the cost of, doing business and getting, commercial types of projects approved in town or up. And quite frankly, I think the residents would agree with us on that.
I have a question about the recreation fee for the proposed $800 per lot or dwelling unit last month. It's going from 700 to 800.
Why not 700 to 1,000?
Yeah. It's like some of these jumps might be, we're going to be adjusting in 2 years, right? So, things like, so if you want to go, is that maybe line item that's top line? Is that what you want to do? Because I feel like that one, I'd say, why are you going to go $100? Like, that to me, that doesn't fit the number. It's $10,000 if you have $100. Right.
I think what happened is we just looked at it, and personally, I didn't know when the last time they were changed and stuff like that, and I don't think change was worth it either.
Sure.
So, I think $1,000 is, first of all, it's going to our reputation, which is huge.
Has there been a concern over particular fees that aren't bringing in enough for how much work goes into putting those permits out? Is there any particular fee? I mean, I know we need to probably go across the board. And
some of it now is on the final subdivision preliminary reviews and stuff. We're just $15 a lot because there's a lot of work that goes into those things. And that's why we suggested up to $50 a lot.
Oh, okay.
Because they're very time consuming.
Yeah,
and so something that we don't even address in our ordinance is under building department fees are inspections. And for instance, there's a municipality that charges a fee for inspections before or after normal working hours. We know that some contractors would like that to happen and are willing to pay it. But they're required to be paid in advance, and so for residential, it's $100 an hour with a minimum 1 hour cost. Commercial, it's $150 for this particular municipality. Inspection fees are $50 for each occurrence for residential, $100 for each occurrence for commercial, and then temporary COs, if you get a 60-day one for residential, it's $100. Commercial 60 days is 10% of the permit fee with a $250 minimum. Plan revisions for residential $30 plus additional per square foot, same for commercial at $60. Permit extensions after an expiration date. I don't even know where we put an expiration date.
I think usually 1 year.
1 year. You get a So if you want an extension, it's $110 per 6 months. For residential, $220 per 6 months. If they have to research, the building department has to research property and zoning compliance or interpretation, it's $110 for residential, $160 for commercial, $110 for an unapproved lot. And anything that goes on and on, and I think, the tax cap is working very well. Unfortunately, it shackles the ability of local governments to that are successful to provide compensating services as you have growth. And, you know, because of the limit there, we're unable to, right now we only have a building inspector and code enforcement officer, and when I was on the board previously, we had an assistant building inspector, and, you know, the work hasn't slowed, so, you know, one of the ways you can provide funding for those positions is to have accurate, detailed fee structure. So those are things to consider. Another municipality, I mean, they have fees for, I'm just going to talk in general terms, for regrouping, siding, patios and decks. For instance, patios and decks are $275 for a permit. Swimming pools, $65. That's for residential commercial pools, $275. Chimneys, septic systems, $65 residential, $275 commercial. Demolition is $65 residential, $275 commercial. Inspection of utility lines, sewer, water, etc. is $250. Special use permits are $300. These are for site plan review fees that apply on top of that. Variances, a single lot residence, $150. All others, including logging, is $300. Signs, for a permit for signs, is $6 per square foot, but a minimum of $125. Banners, this particular ordinance allows a new business to display grand opening banners. For a 30-day period without incurring a permit fee. Then plan review is half the permit fee or minimum, $100 for residential, $300 for commercial. Soil disturbing activity, they call it SDA, is a minimum of $225, $50 per acre. So it's pretty detailed. Timber harvesting is listed. Remodeling and renovation is listed. Fireworks permits, so it's $100 per event. And there's a surcharge in this particular one for inspections before or after normal business hours or for special events, not including fireworks. $75 per hour with a 3-hour minimum. So, you know, this is why larger towns have the ability to provide greater service, because they have a revenue stream coming in that, dwarfs what we have.
I'm all for adopting new fees that we have in that we don't even have on paper. It's going to... It makes sense, and it's happening in other towns. Vendors are aware these things are happening, and there's no reason why we can't also be charging the same thing or more.
And I think this is something that should coincide with fiscal year. It shouldn't be mid-year implementation, unless maybe one make change directly to a recreation fee or something like that. Or a straight building permit fee, and we can look at a greater level of detail.
Fiscal year is
January 1st, December 31st. Disregarding the budget established for 2021.
Right. I mean, the recreation fee, if we were to pick a few, one or two that we're feeling is that we're losing out on big time right now, that's one of them for sure, the recreation fee. I can see changing that one. And then if we were to put our heads together and think about how we would want a draft or, a document like this to look with new stuff on here to adopt that. Organization meeting, that's what I want to have to do, right? Organization meeting is out there.
So those are, you know, we have to get the bond up because we're also committed to doing and continue to move forward, update our code, do a wholesale update to make sure that we don't, you know, we don't have the issue where we have to do local laws to change fees.
I think this is not the first month I've heard of here, and I asked her what we had to do to change the fee, and she just said, just change it. Well, I'm just assuming there's not a local law involved.
Yeah,
that was her answer, but I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have where it's contained in our, you know, under a fee schedule. I don't know. I'd have to get that too, but I think it's a good starting point. And we do have a lot of proposed house lots coming forward, planning board with the subdivisions coming up, and you know they're looking to move forward on that ASAP. So probably one of the best ways to start off would be to come to a consensus on rec fees and at a minimum. And
I wouldn't be shy on the rec fee. I know there's a number of towns around. Our rec amenities, I believe, in dwarf some of the surrounding towns.
Oh,
there's a whole lot of them.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll have more.
Yeah.
Done it, right out of play.
Right. So, what are we at?
700 per dwelling unit. And I had thrown out $1,000. I don't know if anyone has another thought about if that's a good number or if
it goes at a foot.
And if you look at some of our neighboring communities, the second page, they're not all on a big sheet here. Maybe on the third page, we don't have it for everybody, but we're in town of Milton. They differentiate between minor subdivision and major subdivision. So I don't really know what that means. There are $1,000 per lot or $2,000. So, and then for instance, 500, that's all the info we have on that particular one.
But to the point that I just made, our recreational holding for many other municipalities in the county. So,
yeah.
You know, and the thing is, as these developments come and go, once they're built, we will not have the ability to collect them.
Right.
So, the sooner that we get those changes in place, the better.
Yeah.
I think I would be open to exploring a number larger, even than 5,000, or the 1,000, sorry. But we can go higher than 5,000 if you want. But, Clifton Park aligns with us in many ways, and they're at 1250. I don't know really how.
They have a swimming pool, down on the swimming pool. And, you know, maybe we can move in that direction as we get additional revenue for our.
Yes, we can swim the lottery. It's a good plan.
So I'm okay with 1250.
I'm okay with 1250.
I'm good with that.
Let's see.
I believe it was pointed out by Supervisor then Equivine Council Newton. I think we want to build out the list.
Oh, okay.
Make sure we cover so that when I absolutely agree with you that the things we don't have, the more clarity we can add to the topic, the easier it's going to be for the department and for the builder, for the developers and for the residents going forward. So
well, we can do it all together. We can look at key components, i.e. rec fees now.
I don't think people do the rec fees now. I was just suggesting when we do the rest of it, we should not ignore, as others said, let's build out the rest of the things that we don't have so far.
Alright, so then I'll have the rec fee proposal for the next agenda. And do we want to, well, there's 22 municipalities in this county. I don't know if you want all of them or not on a spreadsheet. I would be inclined to look at the top 7, 6 or 7, 8 in size. Maybe put together a spreadsheet that, because they're the most developed communities up and down North Lake Corridor. And we all know that the next stop in development is 817, i.e. Town Row. And so we'll be facing those challenges pretty quickly, especially once the sewer is up and running, which will be a huge draw. And, it'll be, it'll require additional assistance at REC, greater facility. It all costs money, and if we get that taken care of out of the gate, we can take a look at more intelligently what all different fee schedules are. We made the maybe fees of municipalities that we're not necessarily tracking or collecting here.
We feel like we tend to only look at Saratoga County, the counties.
Yeah, that's true.
Northwest, but not that far. That might be where Paul's looking at.
Yep. I'm sorry, I'm wired for Saratoga County. So, what we could do is, I've got Clifton Park, we've got Milton, I can ask, who put this list right? Was this the building department?
Yeah.
So, I can get the sheets from those municipalities, maybe have them extrapolated, all the different categories.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, I think the categories. I love what you put the park in there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no gray area there.
No,
so, we can take a look at that, and, once we have the spreadsheet together, maybe have some discussion on recommended changes to that. We'll be taking up the budget for next year as we start working hard on that. But it'd be nice to have this part taken care of so we know where we're going to go with it. We'll get clarity to make sure that nothing's in the code. It's just these cases.
That looks good.
Yeah.
Sure.
Good. All right. Is there anything else you want related to fees for the agenda for next week? So we'll bring up the break fees. Nothing else. That's enough. I'm good.
JD, was there anything on the agenda for the next meeting?
No. I said, JD, was there anything else you wanted to address at the next meeting besides the rec fees?
No. I mean, I think like that, so we'll get the
okay. Great.
Great.
Okay.
Well, there's nothing.
You had proposed a couple of questions, and we just get clarity on those. Where are they currently? What other changes could we be addressing while we're doing this, if any?
Yeah.
To make the overall process more streamlined and easier to do business inside the town.
I'd also like to see, it shouldn't be hard to provide what we've collected in these categories. Maybe going back 3 years, that's 1, 2, 3 years. So we know, and then we can anticipate what kind of impact it's going to have. So that we can talk to diligently about the proposed changes. Because we certainly don't want to take any more than we need. But we certainly don't want to give away the shop.
Right. I think we can agree that we've got to beef up that building fire. Because right now, one man running the thing, it's crazy, especially with the boom development we're having now. how it's going to get, hopefully, buried, get that sewer over there, so get people buried.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, appreciate everybody taking time out this evening. And I'll get the rec fees on the agenda, and I'll ask my office to get some additional towns to weigh in with their schedules. I will turn it over to the building department to have it put in an easy-to-read schedule, so you guys can mark it up.
Sounds like a plan.
There you go.
Good to be here.
No,